Thank you, and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for August the 22nd. We'll begin the meeting. Typically, we begin with a word of prayer. Is the representative from the Baha'i Faith present to offer that invocation? Seeing that he's not, we'll begin with a moment of silence. Following that, I will invite Councilmember Thompson to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So please stand with me and join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. Councilmember Thompson.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Councilmember Thompson. The first item on our agenda today is a great event. It's the item number one, appointment of John Taz as a city magistrate. I would entertain a motion. Mr. Kavanaugh.
Mayor, I'd like to make motion to appoint Mr. John Taz as city magistrate for the municipal court. And if there's a second, I'd like to offer some comments.
Thank you for that motion. Is there a second? Thank you. I should probably have noted that our computer system's down, so we'll be doing both voice votes tonight. So if you pushed a button, I'm sorry that it didn't have the effect. Mr. Vice Mayor.
Thank you. By way of introduction to the audience here tonight and to our television audience, Mr. Taz received a bachelor's degree in advertising from Drake University, a law degree from the University of Iowa, and an MBA from the University of Phoenix. He was admitted to the Arizona Bar in 1993 and has been an attorney in private practice for a number of years. He also serves as a public defender in the Mesa Veterans Court and as a judge pro tem for the Maricopa County Superior Court. He has experience both as a prosecutor and defense attorney, and has extensive experience in municipal courts, including Mesa, Phoenix, Peoria, and Scottsdale. He's been described by his references as having an incredible work ethic, being extremely knowledgeable, and having an excellent judicial demeanor. So, Mayor, I'm honored to support this appointment. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As I noted earlier, the system is down, so we'll do this by voice vote. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The motion passes unanimously. Judge Taz, I'd invite you to come forward and I'll administer the oath of office. I, John Paul Taz.
I, John Paul Taz.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge the duties of the office of city magistrate.
Discharge the duties of the office of city magistrate.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you, Judge Taz.
Thank you.
Just in case anyone wants to take a photograph, did anybody get that opportunity? Thank you. And Judge Taz, we'd invite you, if there's anything you'd like to share with us or any acknowledgments you'd like to make, now would be a great time to do that.
Sure. And I did see 3 minutes is my max, so I'll try and keep it to that. First and foremost, I'd like to thank, I've got several members of my family here, and I'd just like to recognize them. My mother, Judy Taz, is here. My father, Paul Taz, is here. My sisters, Jennifer McGinn and her husband, Patrick McGinn, are here. My sister, Susie Taz, and her boyfriend, John Corp, are here. And of course, my wife, Jenny Taz, is here. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the members of the City Council and the mayor for this vote of confidence. The finalists that I was with are both judges that I've been in front of before. They're extremely good judges. They would have been excellent choices, and I'm honored that I got to serve this, take this position. At the same token, I'd like to thank the Judicial Advisory Board for their time and their dedication, and again, their vote of confidence in moving me on to the City Council with the recommendation. I'm very, very excited to start this job. Judge Tafoya and the court administration, I love the vision that they have for the court. Many of the things that are done outside of the box, the Rule 11 court, the Veterans Court, the Arraignment Court, I think are excellent additions, and I know their vision is to continue doing things like that, and I'm so happy to be a part of that. Judge Johnson, Judge Lusang, Judge Fuji, I can't wait to work alongside of them. I've been appearing before these judges now, as Vice Mayor Kavanaugh said, for a number of years. It's an excellent court system. I can't speak highly enough about the court staff there as well. They're just professional, they're friendly, they're efficient, and they're just great people. I'm really excited to get to work with them. John Bellotti was an excellent choice as city prosecutor. The people that work with him, the courts, the staff in their office, the prosecutors are all exceptional people. And finally, my colleagues, the other public defenders, I see them in the halls. Now I actually get to see them in court, and I'm really excited about that. They're very dedicated, hardworking people. The rest of the city, I've got to interact with some members of the city manager staff over the last few days. Again, couldn't be nicer, couldn't be more helpful. Mesa really lives up to its core values, knowledge, integrity, and respect, and I can't tell you how happy I am to be here. I wish my kids would be here. Jenny and I, between us, we have seven. They would love to have been here. It was a little short notice. I will tell you the one thing, when I told them I got this job, each of them to a T said, "Do you get to have one of those hammers?" So my first official request is, can I have a gavel? But in all seriousness, the last thing that I have, word of thanks I have to give, if you'll indulge me for a couple minutes to be personal, my wife Jenny, I could not do this without her. You know, we've got six kids running around, one's off in college. It's not 50-50 by any stretch of the imagination, but occasionally I can butter a slice of toast or take a kid to football practice, and I'm not going to be able to do that anymore Monday through Thursday. It would have been easy for her to kind of waver about whether or not I should take this, and she never has. She is 100% behind me. She's been that way the whole way. And I couldn't do it otherwise without that. She knows this is something I've really wanted. It's something I've worked for in my practice for the last 20 years. This is a goal I've had. So Jenny, thank you very much. Everyone, I pledge to you, I will do the best job I can as a judge. I'll reflect those values, both on the bench and off. Again, everybody, thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. There are some things that the City of Mesa does really well, and the municipal court is one of them. I think a lot of people would agree with me when I say we've got the best municipal court in the state. So Judge Tafoya and all those others on the bench, thank you so much. We're very proud of our municipal court. And Judge Tatch, you're going to make a great addition to that bench. Thank you. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is the consent agenda. I'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher to come forward to read the consent agenda.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 3, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Items 4A through 4D act on liquor license applications for Ultimate Imaginations for the following one-day charitable events on Main Street between Center Street and Robeson and on McDonald between First Avenue and Pepper Place. Friday, September 2nd, Friday, October 7th, Friday, November 4th, and Friday, December 2nd. Item 4E, act on liquor license application for Fairway Market, 340 West Brown Road. Item 4F, act on liquor license application for Quick and Easy Shell, 6806 East Brown Road. Item 4G, act on liquor license application for Sprouts Farmers Market, 2060 East Baseline Road. Item 4H, act on liquor license application for Tiena E. Carniceria, 635 North Country Club Drive. Item 4I, act on liquor license application for Handlebar Diner, 5149 South Inspiration Parkway. Item 4J, act on liquor license application for Marino's Mexican Grill, 6815 East Main Street. Item 5A, act on three-year term contract for uniform garments for citywide use, as requested by the Business Services Department. Item 5B, act on 3-year term contract for streetlight and traffic signal poles, mast arms, and anchor bolts for the materials and supply warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 5C, act on 3-year term contract for spray marking paint for the materials and supply warehouse for various city departments. Item 5D, act on 3-year term contract for Siemens ruggedized switches for the Transportation and Information Technology Departments. Item 5E, act on term contract for groundskeeping materials for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 5F, act on 1-year term contract for reagents and supplies for DNA analysis for the Police Department. Item 5G, act on term contract for license plate reader software for the Police Department. The initial purchase is grant funded by the Arizona Automobile Theft Authority and the Attorney General's Office Settlement Funds. Item 5H, act on 3-year term contract for predictive policing subscription for the Police Department. The one-time setup fee and an annual subscription fee of the first 3 years are funded by the Asset Forfeiture RICO Funds. Item 5I, act on 4-year term contract for a consolidated equipment maintenance program for the Police Department. Item 5J, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for biosolids removal and reuse disposal services for the Water Resources Department. Item 5K, act on contract to purchase 13 security cameras for electric utility substations for the Energy Resources Department. Item 5L, act on contract for purchase of 2 cargo trailers for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the local streets sales tax. Item 5M, act on contract for the project to realign and construct the taxiway C and runway 4 right run-up area at Falcon Field Airport. An FAA grant will fund most of the total estimated cost, with local matching funds required for the remainder. Falcon Field's applied to ADOT for a matching grant. If it's received, the Airport Enterprise Fund will fund the remainder. If an ADOT grant is not received, the entire local match will be funded from the Falcon Field Capital Program. Item 5N, act on contract for the Val Vista Water Transmission Main Project Phase 3. Funding is available from the 2014 authorized water bonds. Item 6A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept Proposition 202 funds from the Gila River Indian Community and administer awarded funds such as a pass-through grants to designated awardees. Item 6B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with ADOT for construction and maintenance of a public parking lot at the Lehigh Crossing Trail Trailhead, located where Val Vista Drive ends north of the Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway. Under the agreement, the city's construction will be limited to the installation of a perimeter fence, access gates, signage, and delineation for parking. The city will be responsible for maintenance. Item 6C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a certification acceptance agreement with ADOT for the self-certification of MESA to administer Federal Highway Administration funded projects such as pathways, traffic signals, intelligent transportation systems, and street improvements. Item 6D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement for city share reimbursement with Pulte Homes Corporation for reimbursement for oversized regional street lighting, street, water line, and drainage improvements required by MESA in conjunction with a proposed commercial development known as Bella Via Parcel 12 and 15, located at 5261 South Signal Butte Road. Item 6E, act on resolution to extinguish a public drainage easement at 1955, 1959, and 1963 North Redcliffe and 9012 East June Circle, lots 9 through 12, of Seville at Mountain Bridge. The property owner is making the request to accommodate new development at the subdivision. Item 6F, act on resolution to extinguish a public drainage easement at 2040 and 2046 North Redcliffe, lots 17 and 18, of Sanctuary at Mountain Bridge. The property owner is making the request to accommodate new development at the subdivision. Item 6G, act on resolution to extinguish an easement for drainage at 219 East McKellips Road. The property owner is making the request to accommodate development of a U-Haul storage facility. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-017, 5850 through 5959 East Still Circle, located north of Baseline Road and west of South Wrecker Road. Planned area development modification and site plan review to allow for development of an academic building and parking garage. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-030, the 5500 block of East McKellips Road, located east of Higley Road and south of McKellips Road. Rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residential subdivision. Item 7C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-031, 1919 West Main Street, located at the southeast corner of Main Street and Dobson Road. Council use permit to allow large format retail within the Light Industrial Zoning District. Item 7D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-033, 406 North Val Vista Drive, located at the northwest corner of Val Vista Drive and University Drive, a rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a retail commercial center. Item 7E, introduction of ordinance regarding A13-05, annexing land of the 9700 block of East Brown Road on the south side and the 1100 block of North 98th Street on the west side. This was initiated by the applicant. Item 7F, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-032, the 9700 block of East Brown Road on the south side and the 1100 block of North 98th Street on the west side. This is located east of Ellsworth Road and the south side of Brown Road, a rezone to establish City of Mesa zoning on property that is annexing into the city. And item 7G, introduction of ordinance amending section 10-4-3 of the Mesa City Code to increase speed limits from 35 miles per hour to 45 miles per hour on a portion of Sossaman Road from Pecos Road to a point 2,800 feet north of Pecos Road, as recommended by the Transportation Advisory Board. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you very much, Mr. Christopher. Mr. Cavanaugh.
Mayor, I move approval of the consent agenda.
Thank you. And it's been seconded. Thank you. It's been motion to approve has been made and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That passes unanimously. Ms. Mickelson, were there any requests to speak on the
No requests.
Didn't see any cards. Thank you. Next item is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests.
We do not. Okay. Next item on our agenda is to get an update on some frequently asked questions, but I don't see anyone here that would like to get the answers to those, so we'll continue that item until a future meeting when it's more relevant. That leads us to agenda item 10. Is there a motion to adjourn? Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.